continue to monitor Russian troops along the border between Ukraine and Russia. There's also focus right now on the narrow waterway that runs through Turkey. That's the route through the Bosporus to the Black Sea, which borders Ukraine and Russia. Turkey allows warships and commercial vessels through, according to an 85-year-old treaty. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on what powers it has over the crowded waters and whether it would want to use them.
On any given day, scores of ships wait their turn to proceed up or down the Turkish Straits, on their way to either the Mediterranean or the Black Sea. But while Turkey has some powers to regulate ship traffic in the straits, including the narrow Bosporus, it almost never denies passage, and that's because of the 1936 Montreux Convention. In fact, there's only one recent instance of Turkey denying passage to a warship. It happened in 2008, and it involved not Russia, but the United States. The Montreux Convention limits the size of warships allowed into the Black Sea. Analyst Soli Özel, a lecturer at Istanbul's Kadir Has University, says in 2008 tensions were high between Russia and Georgia, and Washington wanted to send one of its larger battleships up the strait. But Turkey wouldn't bend the rules, even for its most powerful ally.
Turkey actually stuck to the letter and the spirit of the Montreux Convention that actually displeased the American allies, but it also basically protects Turkey against any Russian complaints or actions.
Özel says the convention is an insurance policy that's helping to guide Turkey through a dispute that's pitting two Turkish allies, Russia and Ukraine, against each other. At least, he adds, it's been a good guide so far.
Well, I mean, I guess everyone's waiting for what the next move by Vladimir Putin is going to be. But so far, there is a very interesting game going on.
The convention enables Ankara to remain neutral in this dispute, but analyst Selim Kunaralp says that could change if Turkey comes under pressure to join any NATO-led action in support of Ukraine. Kunaralp, a retired Turkish diplomat and former ambassador, says if Turkey became a party to the conflict, the convention's restrictions on Turkey allowing warships from non-local countries, such as the U.S., to access the Black Sea would no longer apply.
Then it can do anything it likes, including stopping, say, Russian ships from crossing the straits and in either direction, and allowing whoever it wants, U.S., Britain, France, whatever, to send as many ships as they want.
Turkey has already angered Moscow by selling armed drones to Ukraine, but Kunaralp says Turkey is anxious to avoid getting dragged into a conflict with Russia.
The consequences would be dramatic. You know, we purchase something like 2/3 of our gas from Russia, 1/3 of our oil. So Turkey is in a state of extreme dependence as far as energy is concerned on Russia, and consequences would be catastrophic, that's true.
So far, any Western action against Russia is being described in economic terms, such as international sanctions, including on trade. Kunaralp says that's another potential downside for Turkey, which in most years counts Russia as its most important trade partner.
So Turkey might be put under pressure, you know, to stop trade coming out of Russia and so on. So it would put Turkey in a very uncomfortable position.
For now, Istanbul residents can keep an eye out for more warships coming up the Bosporus and wonder where this crisis may be headed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.